live on SuperSport and the ABSA Facebook page.
Your story matters. ABSA.
Government calls for collective action to prevent rising suicide cases. Mwenya Musenge's APP joins Tonse Alliance. In global news, Burkina Faso's Traore ages shift away from democracy. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Government is calling for a more proactive and collective approach from all stakeholders in addressing and preventing suicide cases in the country. Reacting to the death of a Mulungushi University second-year student, Margaret Kaona, who allegedly committed suicide, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba has expressed concern over the rising number of suicide cases among young people, describing the trend as alarming and requiring urgent attention. Ms. Mwamba stated that Margaret had been a passionate advocate for programs such as keeping girls in school and ending child early and forced marriages. She has urged young people not to feel overwhelmed by life's challenges, whether emotional, social, or economic, emphasizing that support systems are available to help them navigate difficult situations. The minister highlighted the government, through institutions such as the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, provides counseling services. In a statement, Ms. Mwamba has conveyed her condolences to the bereaved family, describing the loss as tragic and deeply saddening. The Opposition Advocates for People's Prosperity, APP, has officially joined the Tonse Alliance following an invitation from the grouping. Speaking at the APP National Conference in Lusaka today, Party President Mwenya Musenge said APP is open to collaborations aimed at creating a strong opposition and increasing the chances of changing government in the August general elections. Mr. Musenge, who is also a former Kopobo minister, has charged that despite the introduction of free education under the UPND, the standard of education has significantly declined. He has further alleged that many pupils benefiting from the school feeding program come from households struggling with the high cost of living, where access to food remains a challenge.
We understand the importance of education, that it is the backbone of a nation, but we demand that we need to give our children better education, quality education. And when you are talking about the feeding program, you don't bale panga political mileage, we should take it as a shame. If a child can come from home without eating, at the school, and you say we have done it, what about the parents? What about their brothers and sisters at home? What have they eaten? Because if that child is coming hungry, it means there's no food at home.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance Chairperson for Mobilization, Stephen Kampiongo, underscored the power of unity among the opposition, stressing that it is the duty of the opposition to remove what he termed as bad leadership under the UPND. Mr. Kampiongo accused the UPND of not fulfilling its promises, adding that the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, was more visible during the previous regime compared to now, an indication that the increment is just on paper.
When the village is invaded, you don't say, oh, me I've differed with my brother here. First you say, oh, let's defend the village. Mm-hmm. Then we shall go back to the differences we could have had. So the country is at sea. It's under attack. And for us to get back to the nation which is united, as the one Zambia, one nation, we must work together.
A senior official from the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that Africa risks missing the ambitious vaccine manufacturing target unless governments deliberately commit to purchasing locally produced vaccines. Dr. Chiluba Mwila, Talent Development Lead for the Platform for Harmonized African Health Manufacturing Farm, says the continent must urgently shift from reliance on imports and begin prioritizing African-made vaccines. He says Africa has set a bold target to manufacture 60% of its vaccines locally by 2040. But progress remains slow despite the lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic, which exposed the continent's heavy dependence on external supply chains. Dr. Mwila warns that beyond policy commitments, the success of this agenda will depend on creating a viable market for African manufacturers through deliberate procurement by African Union member states.
The procurement is largely driven by the cost. So people simply look at how much are you selling this product, and it is the cheapest. But in our agenda to support local manufacturers, we have to be deliberate, and we are calling on the member states, the leadership, that you have to be deliberate. In the beginning, it's going to take a little bit more, and you might need to consider buying at slightly higher prices to support the manufacturer. But in the long term, there are more benefits buying from the local manufacturers than keeping or importing.
In more news, the Mine Contractors, Factories and Allied Workers Union of Zambia is urging power utility companies, ESCO, to speed up the allocation of the remaining 50% of electricity to manganese producing companies in Central Province. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Union President Nkweto Kasonka said that while he welcomes the resumption of operations by the companies following last year's shutdown due to the power crisis, the union is concerned that the companies are still not operating at full capacity. Mr. Kasonka has emphasized that full power supply would enable the factories to operate at maximum capacity and create more employment opportunities. Meanwhile, Mr. Kasonka has also urged the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry to review modalities surrounding the local purchase of copper, noting that locally produced copper is being sold at international prices, making it too costly for electric cable manufacturers. Mr. Kasonka explains that the companies are buying the locally mined copper at international prices, a situation that has led to increased cost of production.
We have a good number of companies that are producing cables, electric cables, here in Zambia. But we have one challenge. The challenge is that these companies, they are buying copper at the international price. This copper is mined here in Zambia, but these companies are buying at higher price. So our appeal again to government through Ministry of Commerce, Honorable Chipoka Mulenga, our President, Mr. Akarinde Ichilema, we the workers believe that all things are possible. There is need to come up with an arrangement whereby this local company should be able to buy copper at a reduced price.
The Motorbike Owners and Riders Association of Zambia, MORAS, has expressed concern over a growing number of incidents involving motorbike riders attacking clients and stealing money and personal belongings. This follows multiple reports from members of the public alleging that some motorbike riders have physically attacked clients, stolen cash and mobile phones, and in some cases, caused injuries. MORAS Secretary General Chamata Walia has warned that such criminal behavior threatens to tarnish the reputation of the entire sector and called for an immediate end to the practice. In a statement, Mr. Walia has urged all motorbike riders to register with MORAS, highlighting that the association provides training to enhance professionalism, safety and accountability in the sector. He also advised riders to avoid alcohol consumption while on duty, noting that it impairs judgment and increases risk. We take a break. We'll return with global stories shortly.
From analog to digital. To digital.
All right, we're going to kick things off.
CXFM rising for 30 years.
In foreign news, Burkina Faso's military leader, Ibrahim Traoré, is calling on citizens to abandon democratic ideals nearly 4 years after seizing power. In a recent address, Traoré criticized democracy as harmful to African nations, arguing it has failed to protect civilians amid ongoing violence. His remarks come as his government continues to consolidate power following the 2022 coup that brought him to leadership. The BBC reports on other stories.
Iran has carried out further attacks on critical